Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. Well, despite growing optimism this week about the rollout of safe and effective vaccines for COVID-19, the government, it seems, is also preparing for the possibility of yet more people losing their jobs in the new year due to the pandemic. The Minister for Social Protection and Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys, has secured Cabinet approval this morning to keep the pandemic unemployment payment open to new entrants until March 31st next year. The scheme was due to close on December 31st. We can talk now to Minister Humphreys. A very good afternoon and welcome to the News at One.
Thank you and good afternoon.
You've secured Cabinet approval to keep the PUP open, as we said, for a further 3 months into the new year, to the end of March. What's the thinking, Minister, behind that?
Yeah, well, as you know, later this week, the government will consider how the country will come out of level five, you know, from early December. So from engaging with businesses in the retail and hospitality sectors in recent weeks, I know that there was a concern that if staff return to work in December, then they might not be able to access PUP again in the new year if they need to. And as Minister, I wanted to give certainty to people. So what we agreed at Cabinet today is that PUP won't close for new applications at the end of the year, and instead it'll remain open until the end of March. And I just believe that's the right thing to do. It means that people who will hopefully be able to return to work in the coming weeks will be able to do so without worrying that they might not be able to access PUP again if they need it. Obviously, we hope that people won't need to go back on PUP. But the one thing we have seen with COVID is that nothing is certain. And you know, we didn't want people returning to work, especially coming up to Christmas, with that sort of stress hanging over them.
Yeah, so this is particularly aimed at people who perhaps will be able to go back to their jobs in the coming weeks over Christmas, but may find themselves being furloughed, laid off again come January.
Yeah, well, that's it. And by keeping the PUP open to new entrants, I'm ensuring that we don't have a situation where people are worried or they choose not to go back to work for the fear that they won't be able to access it in the future. And as I said, I've listened to the retail and the hospitality sector, and I know that this is something that they will welcome. As long as the virus is at its current level, we have to ensure that we protect workers and we cushion their income. And none of us can predict the future when it comes to COVID. And I certainly don't want to see more restrictions next year. But at the same time, I don't want people worrying unnecessarily.
Do you have any estimates as to the numbers that might be involved, those that might be perhaps coming off PUP but going back onto it in the new year?
Yeah, well, the figures since October, so since the restrictions were implemented in October, there's 145,000 people that have gone on to PUP, when the restrictions were increased. And that's mainly in the retail and the hospitality sectors and the personal services. So hopefully a lot of these people will be able to go back to work in the coming weeks. But obviously that needs to happen in a safe way, because the one thing none of us want to see is a situation where businesses open up only to close down few weeks later.
I suppose perhaps what you're anticipating here is the possibility that we could have to go back, even if we come off level five, to something less restrictive at the beginning of next month, back into level five, further restrictions in the new year. That's exactly the kind of yo-yo coming out of lockdown, going back into it, that so many people would regard as just a nightmare.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we don't want to happen. But having said that, I don't want people worrying. And what we're doing today is giving people peace of mind. It's there if you need it, but hopefully we won't need it. The figures have been doing very well in terms of the figures in the last number of weeks, and they have come down. And the actions that we did take have worked. We will be discussing it later in the week.
Yeah, and I think ministers were asked for their views, or perhaps an opportunity to share their views. We're told that NPHET will advise, but government will decide. What would you like to see? What kind of relaxation would you hope there to be?
Yeah, well, I think it's important to say that Ireland is the second in the EU in terms of COVID performance and reducing the transmission of this deadly disease. And the government wants to see the economy reopened, but we want to do it in a safe way. And our aim is to move to level three with certain restrictions and adaptations. So there may have to be some nuances, but that's all for discussion towards the end of the week. So what's going to happen is NPHET will meet tomorrow, and we'll have a further cabinet meeting meeting at the end of the week to make decisions based on the public health advice that we get.
Yeah, you're a border TD, of course. Would you have particular concerns that a relaxation could lead to a flare-up because of cross-border travel and movement?
Well, I think people have to be sensible here, and what we're doing is we're trying to take measures that will protect people's lives. And at the end of the day, we have to go back to the basics. And I know people are sick of me saying this, but you need to keep your distance, wash your hands, and wear your mask, and follow the guidelines, and reduce the number of people that you're in contact with. Mm. It's very simple. The instructions are. So we need to follow that, and we need to try and keep this virus under control and reduce it.
There's a lot of optimism at the moment around the prospect of vaccines coming on stream. Are people right to be hopeful in that regard?
Well, we always have to have hope, and there's some very good indications coming that there will be vaccines very shortly. But in the meantime, as Dr. Holohan said, we don't have the vaccine until such time as we have it. We still have to make sure that we take all of those precautions and keep this virus under control.
Yeah, the task force, which is looking at this, it says it will produce a national vaccine strategy by December the 11th. Is it possible that the first vaccinations could be taking place before Christmas, do you think, if approval for those vaccines comes through?
Well, obviously, the task force is looking at this, and they have a body of work to do, and I'm confident that as soon as they're available, we'll be able to roll them out as quickly as possible. The work's in place, and Professor Brian McCrae is the chairman of that committee, and I have no doubt that he will drive this on, and we'll be well positioned to avail of the vaccine when it comes on stream.
Very good. Minister Heather Humphreys, thank you for talking to us on the News at 1.